First, Governor Cuomo pushed through an on-time budget that closed a multi-billion-dollar deficit. It was a painful budget that left school districts across New York scrambling to make ends meet. Adding to their burden was passage of another Cuomo priority, a cap on property taxes. On WBFO's Capitol Press Room, the Albany Times Union's Rick Carlin said the effectiveness of the cap will likely take years to assess.
The schools are going to have to cut some of their programs if they're going to live within this cap. Some of these towns and counties might have to reduce some of their services if they decide to stay within this cap. If not, well, the voters will decide that's what they want. We'll see in May, when the school district votes occur, how many districts try to override the caps, how many are successful at overriding them, how many decide to play it safe and stay within the cap.
A third Cuomo priority, passage of a gay marriage bill, was achieved in June. But Michael Gormley of the Associated Press said 2011 was also a year of broken promises that the public doesn't seem to care about.
The governor broke his promise on a millionaire's tax. He said, no way we're going to increase taxes. No way at all, because it's going to drive people out and hurt the state. Also said it would be the most transparent government ever in history, neither of which worked out.
Yeah.
Now, the Senate, the Republican Senate majority, the same thing. They said no new taxes, no new spending, and we've got new taxes and we've got new spending.
Gormley said many New Yorkers are giving Cuomo the benefit of the doubt on the millionaire's tax because they realize new revenue is needed to close continuing budget deficits. Indeed, a Quinnipiac poll last week shows voters are understanding of the broken promises, as long as things continue to get better in New York. Mark Scott, WBFO News.